Hello, and welcome to Reputable, Remarkable Real Estate, the podcast that brings clarity to the real estate market in the Denver metro area. I'm Renee Cohen, a realtor with Coldwell Banker Global Luxury in Denver, Colorado, and the host of this podcast. Today, we're focusing on a crucial topic for buyers and sellers, the dynamics of mortgage rates and the Federal Reserve's role in influencing them. To simplify, let's break this down into segments. The first segment relates to the current trends in mortgage rates. Recently, we've observed a period of stability in mortgage rates. They've neither significantly increased nor decreased, but have instead maintained a steady trend. This consistency is an important factor for anyone considering a real estate transaction in our area. Segment two relates to the Federal Reserve announcement from yesterday. The Federal Reserve's policy announcements are closely watched by the real estate market. While these announcements don't directly set mortgage rates, they do influence them. Let's explore what we might expect from the announcement we heard yesterday, which was the Fed was keeping rates the same. The third segment relates to clarifying the role of the Federal Reserve. A common misunderstanding is that the Federal Reserve directly sets mortgage rates. In reality, the Fed sets the Fed funds rate, which is the rate for overnight borrowing among banks. This rate is different from the long-term rates of mortgages. Segment four involves the Fed's influence on mortgage rates. Let's delve into how the Federal Reserve influences mortgage rates, even though it doesn't set them directly. Imagine mortgage rates as a long-term commitment, like a promise that spans many years. This is different from the Fed funds rate, which is more like an overnight agreement among banks. Now think of the Fed's influence as sending out vibes and signals. When the Fed tweaks the Fed funds rate or comments on the economy's health, it's like they're sending a message. Financial experts and institutions act like detectives, analyzing these signals to predict future financial trends. For example, if the Fed expresses confidence in the economy or concerns about inflation, these statements send ripples through the financial world. Banks and investors interpret these signals, pondering their implications for the future. This interpretation can lead to changes in mortgage rates as the market adjusts its expectations based on the Fed's outlook. The last segment, it involves understanding the broader economic picture. To truly grasp this concept, let's look at the bigger economic picture. The actions and words of the Federal Reserve can be likened to a weather forecast for the economy. Just as you might grab an umbrella based on a rainy weather forecast, banks and investors adjust mortgage rates in response to what they perceive the Fed's actions to mean for the future. This metaphor helps us understand that mortgage rates are not just numbers in a vacuum. They are reflections of broader economic expectations and predictions. As someone interested in the Denver real estate market, keeping an eye on these economic weather forecasts, quote unquote, can give you valuable insights into the best timing for your real estate decisions. That wraps up today's discussion on mortgage rates and the Federal Reserve's role. I hope these explanations and examples have made these concepts more accessible and easier to understand. Remember, in real estate, being informed is key to making smart decisions. If you have any questions or need guidance, I'm here to help. Thank you for tuning in to Reputable, Remarkable Real Estate. Until next time, stay informed and confident in your real estate journey.